through the years, some mechanics that operated at home, and usually that's what it is, that thing at home, a small shed or their own garage, temporary quarters, that had excellent ability and excellent equipment. Better know-how than the factory-trained man that I found some of the former garages.
Mm-hmm. The highest rank in the Army
would be the Commander-in-Chief, President of the United States.
Well, but beneath that would be
a... Well, it'd be a five-star general, would be a commander of the armies.
Mm-hmm. And underneath the general would be a...
Would be an army commander in reference to army, or he could be a captain in charge of a fleet.
What else?
And it would be a particular numbered fleet, 7th Fleet or 5th. My uncle Joe was assistant to Walter Kruger, and he was commander of 6th Army.
Mm-hmm.
He was assistant to Walter Kruger all the way through the whole Pacific campaign. Chief aide.
This Kentucky Fried Chicken thing. That person is called a...
You know what it is?
You know, advertising for Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah.
What's that guy's rank?
Well, now you kind of lost me on that.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders?
Huh?
I didn't understand what you were telling. What is his what?
His rank.
Colonel Sanders.
Uh-huh.
Well, I missed that rank part. And that lost me.
Did you ever hear the word captain used in other situations? Like, you call the man that you work for captain?
Yeah, I've heard the name, the term used, not necessarily to people who work for, but quite a number of the old-timey blacks use that term when they're addressing a white person.
Mm-hmm. White man.
That they don't necessarily know very well. Call him captain, is they using the term of respect, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard a few white people use the same name, but usually it was a completely different twist as far as the white people's usage was concerned. And it came invariably from a degraded or deteriorated individual, a wino or something like that, that was begging for an assist to go buy another drink. The darkies would use it in normal conversation, discussing most anything. But I heard from the whites only from the panhandling angle.
Mm-hmm. And a person who presides over the court would be called a...
Judge.
And someone who goes to school would be a...
A scholar or a student.
And what's the difference?
Well, either one of them can be a student, but one of them may not be a scholar.
And
scholar indicates a successful student. A student just indicates presence.
A man on the stage would be an actor, a woman would be an
actress,
and someone who works in an office